Rainforests at the bottom of the sea. Exercise 4.
It was 5 years before I had another chance to dive at that reef. Before I did, I'd heard there'd been a sharp decline in fish numbers and that there were reports about specific plant types disappearing. The real eye-opener for me, though, was that the incredibly vivid colours I'd seen previously had been largely replaced by a dull brown. Something was clearly wrong. I knew about global warming and how rising sea temperatures can be dangerous for sea life, and materials like plastic were obviously bad for the ecosystem too. But when I looked into the subject, I discovered that even sun cream contains elements harmful to ocean life. I used to cover myself with it. Unfortunately, what I saw at that reef has been happening at other reefs around the world, according to the experts. They reckon 20% of all reefs will never recover, and 60% of them are at risk. This is really serious. Although reefs cover a very small amount of the ocean floor, they house about 25% of all marine life, and they're nurseries for over 20% of the world's seawater fish, including many that people eat. Most ordinary people aren't very well informed about reefs. I wasn't until recently. But did you know that scientific investigations of coral have led to new treatments for major diseases? And did you realise that in many parts of the world they act as sea barriers and help to prevent flooding of coastal areas? I feel strongly about reefs, and I've found something I think is useful to be involved in. It involves taking masses of underwater photographs of reefs and uploading them to a website where they're used by scientists for reef monitoring. Actually, anyone can see the photos. Coralscan.com is the site name if you're interested. It's linked to a site called coralscene.com, which is a great source of information about reefs. The photos I take help to build up a picture of current reef conditions and how the things humans do, creating pollution, overfishing and so on, affect coral reefs. Scientists sometimes refer to our reef fingerprint, which I think is a good way of putting it. There are other ways we can help, of course. Corals feed on tiny organisms called algae. But these algae grow faster than normal in polluted water, and when you get too many of them, they cover a reef and cut off the sunlight it needs to survive. So, it's important to try to keep algae off corals, and I'm very hopeful about a device currently being developed to hoover up algae. But less high-tech things can be done. One guy in Hawaii, for example, removes algae from reefs there with an ordinary toothbrush. It must be hard work, but all credit to him. And then I've got a friend who campaigns to stop the construction of an artificial beach. It'd change that part of the coast, which would have a knock-on effect on a nearby reef. Or it can be something much simpler. Recently, I spent a couple of hours with a group of surfers doing a beach clean-up. We collected several bags full of rubbish from the sand, a very worthwhile thing to do.